The following show is dedicated to Mia Park and Barbara Yang. The views expressed on the following show may not be those of the hosts, guests, or WSPN Skidmore Radio. Talk Saratoga is produced by Saratoga Broadcasting Incorporated and may not be reproduced in part or in whole unless expressed written approval is given. Now, here are the hosts of Talk Saratoga, Rick Thompson and a Saratoga All-Star.
Good morning and welcome to Talk Saratoga on this Saturday, November 15th. We're halfway through November already, and a week from this coming Thursday is Thanksgiving, if you can believe it. Just flies by. The year goes by quick, but from September until the end of the year, it just seems like a blink of an eye. Anyway, I want to welcome our special guest today. She's one of my favorite people, Maddie Zanetti. Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning.
How
Happy
are you?
Here. I'm good, thank you.
All right. It's always fun to have you on. You know, it's just, I love your two stores, and you know, you can buy pretty much any kind of gift for anybody here. So if anybody needs any Christmas presents or for any event, you know, Visit Impressions and the Dark Horse. We got a lot of things coming up, Maddie, that the two stores are going to be really busy. Of course, you're always busy anyway. I don't think you can ever walk in any one of those stores and not have a bunch of people there.
That's what it seems like. It seems like there's no longer a lull, even January through March. With the conventions and things, there's still people in town.
Oh, yeah.
Very lucky.
Well, I always tell people when they say, you know, is it busy in the wintertime? And I say, you can walk down Broadway in a snowstorm and it'll be busy.
Exactly.
There's people all over the place. And I think that's due to the restaurants and the coffee places. People want to get out. They can go downtown and then they do shopping while they're there, you know. So that's fun. We have a couple things coming up. Of course, you know, Thanksgiving, but the day after Thanksgiving is Black Friday. And how is that? That's probably busy day for the store, right?
Yes. And Black Friday has morphed so many times throughout the years. We used to not even do a Black Friday event because that was something that you would do at the big box stores. And then that changed probably about 15, almost 20 years ago. We started opening at 6 in the morning and we offered big discounts as a thank you to our customers as a way to give back. And then, you know, I don't like saying like pre-COVID and post-COVID, but then when COVID hit, we didn't do that because we didn't have the ability to have people into the stores and the crowds and everything. And since then, it's really changed because so many of the big box stores, they do Black Friday almost year round.
Oh my gosh. And, yeah, I know. What
yeah.
They do.
And with our staffing and the way people shop, it's just different than it used to be. So now we are open from 9 in the morning to 7 at night. And instead of doing different discounts throughout the day, we just do 25% off store wide the entire day. And then we do specials on maybe some items that were already discounted. We're going to make those 60% off. And then if there's some other items that we're looking to move, that we would put a special on to move those as well. But it is very different than it used to be.
You know, though, 25%, you can't beat that anyway. I'm going to try and get down today because I don't want to come down on Black Friday. I don't like the crowds and, you know, I just don't like going into crowds, so.
Yes, there's always lines, and there's a lot of people who they start shopping at midnight, and they've gone to the bigger stores to get whatever technology they plan on getting. Then they come downtown for breakfast, and then they start shopping again. So there's a lot of people who make a full day out of it, and it's a big event for them, and it's a tradition, so it is fun.
Oh, it is. I mean, I used to love going out when I was younger on Black Friday or even Christmas Eve. I would do my Christmas shopping. But I think as you get older, you just don't, you know. I do my, like you say, my Christmas shopping. Try to do it during the year so I don't have to, you know, mad rush. And but that's great. Of course, your prices aren't that bad anyway to begin with. So.
Yeah, we try to keep them as fair as we can and try to find items that, you know, they're good quality, but people can still afford them.
Yeah, of course. So are you're normally open till 7, or is that just a Black Friday?
Yeah, so we have, during this time of the year, we're normally 10 to 6 every single day. And then we're hoping, depending on, we're, you know, our college kids that come home and the high school kids' schedules and everything like that, we are hoping to be open longer through the holiday season. But definitely Black Friday and Small Business Saturday, we'll open at 9 in the morning, and then we'll be there till 7.
Excellent. And you won't have the horses there or anything, right?
No. Upset just finished his 2025 outings. His big event was last week at Equine Affair. That's kind of the grand finale for him. He works at Equine Affair in Massachusetts. He's in our store from 9 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon there, Thursday through Sunday. And he really, he's such a star there. He does such a great job. So we give him the winter off so he can recover and get ready for next year. And he spends the whole winter eating and rolling and getting as dirty as possible.
Right,
so
that's
he's
great.
Ready for his big bath and everything in April when we get him back out for everybody.
That's fantastic. That's really neat. How do you do this year with Belmont and the track?
Yeah, we actually, this year for Belmont wasn't as crazy for us, but for everyone else downtown, it was actually better. So
was
that
it?
Is great, because last year we were crazy and everyone else was like, no, it wasn't as big as we thought. So I think that's great. It spread the wealth. Everybody was busier. And also it's kind of that sandwich year, because last year was the first year that it ever happened. Next year is the last year that's ever going to happen. So we think that next year is going to be pretty crazy as well.
Yeah.
But that concert that they do on Wednesday night, the Belmont Broadway, that brought so many people downtown, and people loved having the road closed and walking around. It was a ton of locals. It was a lot of fun.
You know what I miss? And when my girls were small, we used to go down, they had it all the time, was that Hats Off to Saratoga.
Yes.
And they'd close Broadway, and they'd have bands all over, and the stores were open, and there were food vendors in the road, and you could, I mean, it was a really nice evening, Friday
that
and Saturday.
Was a lot of fun.
But I, you know, the chamber did away with that.
Well,
I don't know why. You probably know more.
Yeah, like a lot of the events, it's the money, and NYRA used to be a major sponsor of Hats Off, and they stopped sponsoring it, so the chamber wasn't able to get the funds to be able to do it, which is too bad, because I know they would if they could.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it was great for the businesses and showing off, you know, downtown Broadway for people that came from out of town that hadn't been here before.
Yeah,
it's too bad. I'm surprised at NYRA for not.
Yeah, that's what we're asking NYRA this year, what they're going to consider their main day of opening, because, you know, last year was almost like we had three opening days with Belmont and then the 4th of July and then the regular season. So there wasn't really a day that celebrated the opening of track.
Right.
So we kind of were asking this year, can we pick a day that's, you know, the Hats Off type day so that we just all know.
And that kind of hurt. That kind of hurt the track, too.
Having
three opening days. I work up there for the summer, and people were just kind of disgusted because they said we had three opening days, and kind of like the first couple of weeks of July were kind of off because of that. But I think you're right. I mean, the first year was a novelty. Last year, you know, it was, all right, the Belmont's here. There was no Triple Crown winner.
Yeah.
And then this year I think it'll be good because of the farewell to Saratoga.
Yes, people are excited about it.
Yeah. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see what Belmont's going to be like when they get back down there.
Yeah, it's so modern.
I know.
Very unique looking.
Have you ever been down there in the old?
Yeah, I went the old one. I've been down there.
I went one year. I worked. My friend who's the lieutenant down there asked me to come down and work with him. He said, come on down, have fun, you know. So I went down the first time I was there. I loved that building. It was beautiful. I mean, it was old and it was huge, but there's something kind of neat about it when you walk in, you know. So, yeah, this will be nice, you know, brand new. Small Business Saturday, when is that?
That is the day after Black Friday.
Okay.
So that's November 29th this year.
All right.
And Small Business Saturday was actually started by American Express, probably about 15 years ago, they did it where if you registered your American Express card and you shopped at a small business, American Express would give you back $25 or $50 on your credit card statement.
Oh, wow.
It was something like that is how they started it. And it's just grown from there to be just like Black Friday, a day where you go and shop, but instead of it being you're looking for deals, you're going to support the small businesses and shop local.
Right,
and doesn't
make
matter
money,
if it's American Express.
And you make money on yeah. top of it, you know?
Yeah.
Do you find a lot of people use American Express?
It was interesting. The first few years, there were people who, you know, they would pay with the American Express, or they would say, oh, I registered my card and everything. So now it's, you know, now it's not even, that's not why people are doing it.
Right.
But American Express still does sponsor it. They send us, every year they send us signs and free pens or just little, like, things that we can give away.
Sure.
They send those every year when we register our business. And then we try to do something that's not a discount because it's not about a discount that day. It's about supporting small.
Supporting small business, this year.
We actually are coming out with, it's more of a springtime product that we came up with and developed to come out next year. And it's called the Spirit of Life Cocktail.
Oh.
And it's a pre-made cocktail slushy. And you actually make it in the bag that it comes in. Put it in the freezer. And then you drink it. You can either pour it into a pitcher or you can, I guess you could drink it right out of the bag
of
if
the
you
bag.
Want it with a straw, which I guess there's a lot in there. I can't imagine someone drinking the whole thing. But we got them in and we figured as a kickoff to the holiday season and a way to promote the new Spirit of Life cocktail that we came up with, we're going to give those out with a purchase of $100 or more. You get the Spirit of Life cocktail mix. So then you could have it at your holiday party or make it a stocking stuffer or, you know, save it for the springtime because it's a cold drink. But I mean, if you're inside and you're toasty, then you could have that to cool you down a little.
That's pretty neat. You know, one thing I want to say, too, about both stores, you know, I get gifts during the year for some friends and send them, you know, they had been in Saratoga for a while and they moved away. And one of the things that impresses me as a person that can't wrap gifts is that you offer gift wrapping. And I mean, when you buy something, it's gift wrapped. All you have to do is put it in a box and mail it to them. You don't have to fidget at home and, you know, because when I send Christmas things out, they're terrible.
Well, a lot of us actually enjoy the gift wrapping. It is fun, but it does take practice and it's something that we feel is a service we can offer. So we offer it for free and people do appreciate it. They love that the wrapping paper is horse themed. So it has that little bit of Saratoga feel.
Yeah.
And it's funny, it's a thick paper that I'm so used to using. When I'm gift wrapping at home or something, if I have thin wrapping paper, I rip it so easily because I'm used to that thicker paper. It's really nice. So,
it's great.
Yeah, we all enjoy gift wrapping, and it makes it extra special when you can hand it to someone, and the gift giver then is excited to give the gift.
I went down one time. One of the girls that went here that we got to be really good friends. She is really tiny. She lives in Hawaii, and she's of Japanese descent. So she's tiny and thin. So I had texted her, it was her birthday coming up in July, this was last year, texted her what size she was because I didn't know if she was a small, extra small, or triple extra small. She was so tiny. And she told me that she wears a boy's small. That's what she wore at work. So I came down. I had no clue. You know, I came down, and the staff is great down there.
Thank you.
And I told them what I was looking for, and, you know, I showed them a picture of her. And she brought a couple shirts out, and I took a picture of them with the tag, and I sent them to her, and she picked out the size. And I went back and got the shirt. You take your time with a customer, and that customer service means a lot. And I think small stores like yours, individual stores, not chain stores, can offer that. It's great.
Yeah, that's what it does make it special is when someone comes in, we do have the time to be able to help them or some ideas for them. Because there's a lot of people who come in, and they aren't sure what they want to get, or they're not sure of the size. And when you go into the bigger stores, you're usually just guessing. And I mean, sometimes you don't even see somebody until you're up at the register to pay. You don't see somebody in the aisles or anything.
Oh my gosh,
and
no.
We all like doing that. And we, you know, we spend every day with all the products and everything. So we really do know them and like to share them with everybody.
Yeah. I'm not going to mention the store's name, but it's like, if you think of a dime less, you can probably get the name of the store. It's a chain store, but I went up, I had a return. I brought a shirt online through them and I had to return it to the store. So I went up to the mall and there was nobody, no employee that I could find. And I walked that whole store. So I went up to the return desk again and some lady came over and she said, oh, I'm sorry, I had to wait on some people up front. They just don't have customer service anymore. And part of it is because people don't want to work today. I mean, they can't get employees, but I don't know how they do it. Yeah, everybody's struggling, you know. But that's why shopping local is the best way to go. I mean, you know, they're your neighbors, your friends, and you can offer customer service and, you know.
Yeah. And we, even if it's something that we don't have at our store, we're happy to say, oh, well, if you go down the street, that this store will have it, you know, and we'll send them somewhere downtown as well that they could
sure and they something. Do that to you too, I'm yeah. sure, you know. Yep. And that's pretty neat. So we got Black Friday and Small Business Saturday, and that'll be, well, in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I can't believe it, you know. Right after that is I think it's the Thursday after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. It's the Victorian Street Walk.
Yes.
That's been popular for years.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite nights downtown.
Yeah.
And I think we're getting pretty close to the 40th anniversary of Victorian Street Walk. We've had the 30th.
Let me think. Because I was on the first
really?
Committee. Yeah,
yeah,
a friend of mine started it, actually.
With Susan?
Well, yeah, Pat Kane, though.
Yeah.
Was in working in Boston for quite a while. And they had a big first night, and when he came here, he said, why don't we start one? So he got together with, I don't know if it was the Y back then,
Susan Farnsworth with the Downtown Business Association.
Right. And he wanted, I happened to be president of Kiwanis, and we got the presidents of each of the service clubs was on it, and some other people, you know, one was responsible for traffic, you know, parking at the mall and getting the buses to bring people
down.
We all had our little things going on. So that I'm married in 84. My wife's from Saratoga. We moved up here in 86. So it had to be maybe right after that, 87, 88. So, yeah, the 40th is coming up.
Yeah.
And we had a stamp cancellation in the post office, our Kiwanis Club. And let me tell you, it was freezing cold that one night. And oh my gosh. But you get a lot of people downtown. They
like
people
that. Love it. And it's so festive. And it's a, you know, great at a night where it's cold, but, you know, not freezing, but cold. And there's a little bit of snow flurries. And, you know, we dress Victorian at Impressions. We have all this Victorian garb that mostly Marianne has collected throughout the years. And we all dress up. And then we always at Impressions have hot cider and cookies, and we offer 10% off store wide as just a way to kick off the holidays and a great like give back to the community. And people do shop that night, especially for the peppermint pig, and those just they get in the mood of the holiday spirit. They're coming in for just little stocking stuffers because they don't want to carry around big things because they are going in and out of stores all night.
Yeah. And also, I was going to say, you still have students home or people coming here for the holidays, for Thanksgiving, and maybe stay another week. And
yeah, we do so have people who come in specifically
and
for
it's,
it.
And it's, like you said, it's the holiday spirit, the beginning of the Christmas holiday spirit. And so many people tend to kind of forget about Thanksgiving, you know.
Yeah, but, it does get skipped.
It does get skipped.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, and we're excited this year. The Downtown Business Association is adding in a hot chocolate trail, kind of like how they had the Wing Off last week, or they have Chowder Fest or the Flavor Feast, where you can go around to different places and taste their foods. This, you go around to different stations and you'll taste the hot chocolates and you pay for your samples. And then the money from that goes to whichever organization is sponsoring the table. So Dark Horse is going to have a table in front of our store, and our Toga Safe to School group is going to be there serving the hot chocolate. And then they'll use the money for buying signs and things for next year's Toga Safe to School. So that's we're nice. Excited to have them there. And it's excited to add something new to the event, because as much as people love it exactly how it is nice to add something here and there to make it new and fresh so you come down every year to it.
Exactly, and have something new. And we were talking before the show, the price of chocolate is outrageous. So when you can get something like that and make a donation, then you enjoy the chocolate more. But hopefully chocolate beans will be in more of a production. Yes. So candy will go down. But no, that's great. And you even have chocolate in your store. You have Saratoga chocolate products there. And
people love it.
Yeah, oh, they love it. I sent two back, when was it? You were on when I could hardly walk, and you had put this is how good Maddie and her people are. I couldn't walk. I had back surgery, and I couldn't walk down to Impressions from the parking lot on Woodlawn. So I told her what I wanted, and she put them in a box and brought them up to the Dark Horse for me. And I went down every week and bought a couple of things, paid for a couple of things. And, I mean, you don't find any stores that do that. You really don't. And I bought two hot chocolate, and I mailed them to Hawaii. And I send her a package every four times a year. And she thought that was the greatest thing. And I sent her the book that that we got about Saratoga. And I tell you, the service you give is awesome. It really is. And but no, that's good. So Victorian Street Walk, hot cocoa and cookies, and you wear Victorian garb.
Yes, that's fun every year.
Yeah.
So there's some of us who we have the same outfits that we wear every year. And then we have extras because, you know, every year we do have a turnover of usually high school or college kids.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that you would think that they would not want to do it, but they get right into it, too. And they have fun.
That's neat.
And yeah, we always enjoy. And honestly, we have our door open that whole night. And when you're in the Victorian clothing, you know, they go like right up to your chin.
Yeah.
And they're thick layers, so you actually stay pretty warm the whole night. You know, we go outside and see people, and then we'll take turns, you know, greeting people at the door. And you do stay pretty warm all night long because you're in so many layers. And they are authentic clothes. Like, it's not one with, like, the fake buttons and then there's a zipper behind it. We actually button every little button.
Oh, my gosh.
So it takes us to get ready. We have to take turns to get ready and everything, and it is fun. And
can you imagine when they wore those every day, honey?
I know. And to do, you know, some people would be in outfits like that in layers doing manual labor. And
they
were still, you know, dressed to what now would be almost formal wear.
Yeah. You remember when I was going out with my wife, we'd come up because her parents lived on East Avenue, and they would have the Travers Parade.
Yeah.
And we, Zoe Flanagan, who had owned the hotel on Broadway. I can't remember the name of it now. It's on the corner, and there's a restaurant in there now, and they had added on to the back by Starbucks.
Yeah, it was...
I can't remember the name of
it.
The Van Damme.
Yes, oh my gosh.
And our club, our Kiwanis Club, had a popcorn machine.
Oh,
and
yep.
Carol and Zoe, the mother and daughter, were in our club, so we'd bring the popcorn machine down, and we would have members dress up in Victorian clothes, and it was fun. I mean, anytime
that's
you have
summertime.
Things like, summertime, but anytime you have things like that, it's kind of neat to get in the spirit, and it makes people happy to see that too, you know, and so it was pretty neat. What about, I know you always have new products that you get. I know you go to shows and things like that. What are some of the new things you have? Because I know you've been to shows during the year, and I think you just came back from one.
Yeah. Yeah, so for us, you know, we have most of our new product comes in the summer, where, like, you know, a store like G. Willikers or North Shire, where Christmas is their big season. Ours is reversed, where summer's our big season. But we still like to bring in fresh things for people that are coming in for either they're coming in year round or they're coming in specifically during the holiday season. So one thing that we always have come out in the fall is our limited edition cloisonné ornament, which is it's a orb for your tree. And some people just have them all on display. But it's a Chinese tradition that it's a metal orb that they hand paint. And then they actually lay 14 karat gold into the ornament to make the shapes. So it's all outlined in gold. And what we do is we actually start it in January. We send ideas to Kitty Keller, which is a company in Texas that designs them. And we send them every year our ideas. And this year was the Waters of Saratoga. So we send them pictures. We send them little descriptions of things. And then Kitty Keller, they draw it all out for us and send it back as just a little sketch. And then we go back and forth. And then in the fall, they send the ornament and it's all hand painted. And then the gold is inlaid in it. And this year we've got the rendering of the city seal, which has the Native Americans drinking the water at High Rock. They're on the ornament. And then there's an old Vichy bottle, and then one of the dipper, mostly boys, they had a few dipper girls that would get the water out of the spring to bring to the people to drink. So there's those three images around the orb, and then every year is dated as well. So we've been doing that for, I want to say 8 years. This might be the ninth year now. But every year we come up with something unique. You know, of course, we've done the Horses of Saratoga. We've done downtown. We did the racetrack. So we've had different icons throughout the years, and it is fun to do it. And then people who do collect them, because we do 100 every year, so that's it.
Gonna say, do you ever have any left over?
No, they're usually, and we do have people who are like, if anyone ever brings back the one from 2018, I don't have that one, which no one's done, right? But you know, we do have people who are missing one from a collection, but they come in a beautiful gift box, and people look forward to them and everything. But it is fun. Those people, then they say, you know, maybe one year you could do this, and they give us an idea. So we keep a list of ideas as well, that if we can't think of something to put on the ornament, we have a list of suggestions from customers that we can then do.
I was very surprised, but it was, I've learned a lot about the Chinese culture in the last 4 years or so, and I didn't realize how into gold they are. I mean, that's a big thing there, jade and gold, and their prices over there you can buy, and they're not as expensive as they are over here. But you know, a friend of mine wanted me to get her something gold, and I said, "That forget it, not here." But I could buy her an ornament, you know.
Yeah, they're just different.
Yeah, they are. Well, I'm gonna stop down today. I know that. So we got the Victorian Street Walk, and do you make the cookies?
No, so we do purchase the cookies.
Okay.
And we've done different things over at Dark Horse, where we've done chocolate tastings, we've done bourbon caramels. So over at Dark Horse, we always change what we're tasting. And then at Impressions, every single year, we do the same butter cookies.
Okay.
And there are people who come in every year.
Just.
And they come in, and they stop right at the register, and the cookies are in the same spot every year. And they stop at the register, like, are the cookies here? We're like, yep. And they could go buy the cookies themselves any time of the year.
Oh, my gosh.
But they are so excited to get them. That's at Victoria neat. Street Walk. And so in the back corner, we always have the hot cider and the cookies. And people are, they're just little bite-sized cookies, and people are so excited to take, like, two or three, you know.
That's a tradition.
Yes.
I mean, that's kind of neat, you know. I mean, to have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
To go down. And it's good for you, too. I mean, it's neat that you have. I think dated ornaments are pretty neat because you always remember where you were when you got them.
Yes.
And, you know, like you say with the cookies, and it's just kind of a special treat that you do. And Saratoga sweaters. I know you have some clothing in there, which is pretty neat also.
Yeah.
Anything new on that?
We did. There's two new garments that have become very popular. One is the Saratoga sweaters, which they are just a plain sweater. They're beautiful. They're all made in America. And then they just have Saratoga across the chest, and we have them with and without a horse on them. And we have them all the way down from a six-month-old baby all the way up to a 2XL adult. So you could get one for every person in the family. And like my son, there he's had one. I usually buy him a little big for him. He's usually wears the same one for 2 or 3 years. And they're machine washable, which is awesome.
Really?
So we throw them right in the washer. And he wears his all the time. And even though this one he's had now 2 years, it looks just like the ones in the store. And it's amazing how many compliments he gets. Like, we'll have someone from, he goes to Lake Ave School, and I'll have a teacher come in who was like, I saw Tommy's sweater, and he told me I could come here and get one in my size. So yeah, he's our little spokesman there. So we've had, you know, the teachers come in because they saw his sweater, and, you know, we have someone who they're getting a Father's Day gift, and they're like, oh, well, I could get the sweater, and I could get the baby sweater, and then it could be matching. So people like to do things like that.
Well, it's funny because when Mia was going to school here from Hawaii, she brought some gifts for her grandmother and, you know, something to do with Saratoga. So I took her down to Impressions, and she bought a T-shirt for her brother that said Saratoga on it. And he was wearing it one day, and, you know, at home in Hawaii. And he was walking down the street, and these two older women stopped him, and they said, is that Saratoga Springs, New York? And he said, yeah. And they said, we went there to school. We went to Skidmore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe 50 years ago or whatever. But
yeah.
So that was advertisement. You know, I wish he would have known where she got it from, because he's, oh, yeah, she bought this at Impressions on Broadway.
It is such a small world.
It is.
People see that. And,
yeah, it is. You can go anywhere, really, and maybe... If you don't know the person, and you could say, hey, anybody from Saratoga Springs? And somebody would probably say, well, I live a little, you know,
yeah,
in Wilton or someplace like that. You know,
oh, it's definitely.
Pretty amazing. But so I'm interested in that ornament. I've got to go down and check that out. And I'm going to come down for some butter cookies, too.
Yeah.
Because I can't have them at home. My wife won't
let me
have them.
Oh, see, there you go. Maybe that's why everyone gets so excited. They're allowed to come and eat them that night.
That could be.
Yeah.
Because anytime I go to pick something like that, I'm not really not supposed to have them. And when I used to go to lunch or something with Barbara, and I used to take some candy and he walked out, she'd slap my hand. And so I go, I'll have to come downtown and try and sample stuff out, you know. What else have we got going, and what's new at the Dark Horse?
Yeah,
Annie?
So over at Dark Horse, we have these leather bags that are designed in Canada. Two women in Canada designed them. It's called Rugged Earth, and they, for us, they emboss them with a horse on there, and they are by far one of our most popular items, and people love giving them as gifts, and they, once you have one, they last you forever. It's a bag that you'll just use the rest of your life. So they make a great gift. And then something new that we brought in there this year is a new candle company that has a horse on it. And the scents have kind of like a Western feel by the name of them, but people are loving the jars they come in and the colors and stuff. So those are a really nice new gift as well that people seem to be gravitating toward right now.
Sure.
So
that's pretty neat.
We're always moving things around and changing them up. And, another fun thing we got in, because we love to support local, and we have a local company here called Mary Monk, and they actually just, it's a very small company, family that started, and they are designing different graphics and characters based on areas and their history. So they just came up with the potato chip for Saratoga. They have a little potato chip guy. And everything that he's on, people are loving.
That's pretty neat. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do right now. You're going to give Maggie a little bit of a break because she's got a problem with her voice. So we'll give her a little bit of a break. And if she wants to clear her throat or cough, I turn her mic off. So you're listening to WSPN 91.1 FM Skidmore Radio. Our phone number in the studio is 518-580-5783. That's 518-580-5783. Today is November 15th, and I would mention to everybody to get down to Impressions or the Dark Horse, get a little jump start on your Christmas shopping. And if you want to wait till Black Friday, you get 25% off store-wide, which is pretty amazing because they have really, really neat products. And I want to read this one time again, that there's a craft fair and bake sale from 10 to 3 today at the Trinity United Methodist Church on 155 Ballard Road in Wilton. Ballard Road is located off of Route 50. You would take a left, and or you could go up Route 9 and take a right, and you just cross over the north way and go down a little ways. It's on your right-hand side. And the people that are heading this are the trustees, of course, and Pastor Heather Williams, Glenn Flanagan, who is the pastoral assistant, Harold Vance is the lay leader. And they do promote Shop Local. So today, if you are going to go shopping and you want to get out, you stop up to the Methodist Church on Ballard Road. They're having a really neat craft fair and a bake sale. So take a run up there and just tell them you heard it here and talk Saratoga. And we'll get back to Maddie now. And I, you know, I want to thank you for coming in because you were.
As soon as my cough drop ran out.
Yeah, you did. You did. And you were at a show last week and worked all week. And you lost your voice. And we didn't know if you'd come in today. And I felt really bad for you because I met.
Oh, thank you.
I make you come in no. When you're not feeling good because you're my favorite guest. So I said to her, if you don't come in, I'm going to protest at your store. And so she made it in this morning.
She's bribing me with cough drops.
That's right. I get right. Soothing cough throat drops. But anyway, so one of the things, another thing I like about the store is that you do have changeover in products, and you bring new things in every year. And I think, you know, we had said this before about the ornaments. Having something every year, too, is a good draw to get people in. Mm-hmm. And 'cause I know there's a company that I get some crystal stars from that are dated, and I send them to these mm-hmm. kids that, you know, and they really enjoy it because, you know, I don't know what's going to happen when I'm not here anymore and not sending them to them because I don't know if I'll tell them where I end up getting them. So that,
yeah.
But it's kind of neat having dated stuff, especially when you're younger, you can, and they're Christmas, you know, that you can hang them or, like you said, display them. Do they come with a stand or anything?
They don't come with a stand. We do have some different options there, but there are some people who hang them in their windows mm-hmm. or they have, you know, a year-round display that they leave up that has the glass orbs in them. We've sold in the past ones that are made all of horseshoes that are pretty cool, too.
That's neat. Mm-hmm. You know, people think things that come from China are really cheap. But I visited one of the girls that was here that went to Skidmore and who goes to Dartmouth now. And she brought me back. She went back home for the summer. And in September, she came back and I had gone out to visit her. And she brought me back this beautiful banner. But it's up and down, not across. And it's only probably maybe, I don't know, 3 feet, 2.5 feet wide. But it's got the painting of different designs on it, flowers and fish.
It's like a tapestry.
Yeah, a tapestry. And she was telling me that that's how they preserve their art. I mean, they're 3,000 years old, and that's how they preserve their art, is by doing these tapestries. And
oh, I
it's,
didn't know that.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, it's goldfish and flowers, and I didn't think my wife would like it, but when I got home, she said, give her, call her up. And I called her up and she got on and she said, Rachel, this is beautiful. You know, I'm going to have it put in Rick's office. And she goes, oh, no, don't let him put it there. And she thought I meant the place at work, at the bus garage, because I do when I am infirmed or whatever, I will work in the office. And she didn't want to have it hanging on the wall there. So.
But she meant here.
What's that?
She meant at home.
She meant at home, yeah. So she was happy. But anyway, it's pretty neat that you've got those orbs that are from China. Yeah,
they can become an heirloom, you know?
Just exactly.
Like that tapestry, it's something that, or the crystals that you get, the girls, the crystal stars, they can become an heirloom that are passed down.
That are passed down because they're worth something, and they'll only be worth more as it gets older. So like you said, an heirloom and you know. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I won't be a grandparent, so I'll have to hand it off to somebody else. But no, it is neat. And I do like the store because you change, you don't change out, but you add things all the time to make it interesting to go in there and look around.
Yeah, so, try to keep it fresh.
Yeah, that's great. So what do you got going this weekend? Anything special?
This weekend at the store, we're getting ready for Black Friday and everything. We've got garlands we're putting up. We're making sure all the ornaments are out and all of that. So a lot of prep work getting ready for the holiday.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it'll be here before you know it. So so how about the staffing? You're doing pretty good on that.
Yeah, we're hoping. We just hired someone new who's starting next week. So we have that. And then we are hoping to get some of the college kids back. But it has definitely been a struggle, but everyone I talk to is in the same situation.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody is, even if they're not hiring, they're hiring. So they might not be actively looking, but if someone were to come in, it's just that they'd hire. It's hard to find people.
And that's every industry. I mean, I'm on the board of a credit union, and it's hired there at the bus garage. Drivers, it's hired there. And I think COVID really hurt a lot of different things that we don't realize. And I mean, something like that comes around every 100 and so years, and it just disrupts the whole
chain,
you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you don't bounce back that quick.
No, and retail is also, like you said, you know, with the bus, like, it's a night and it's a weekend thing. So you can't work 3 days a week. You can't work from home. You've got to be there.
You got to be there.
It's something that it's got to be the right person too, because we could have someone who could be there 5 days a week and they're great at, you know, stocking and putting things away, but they also have to be able to talk to people. And there's a lot of people who are not comfortable talking to people anymore.
Oh, I know. There's I'll tell you what, especially, I mean, we're getting a little off the subject here, but especially in today's world with younger people, they have a hard time socializing and talking to people because they're so used to texting and being on their phone. And I mean, it's getting to be a lost art with not all young people, but with a lot of them, and interacting with other people. I don't know if I was telling you, one time my wife and I went out to 99 for dinner, and there was an overflow, so we waited outside in the hallway there. We were sitting on a bench, and there were two young girls sitting across from us. And they were laughing. They had their phones, and they were laughing. Well, they were talking to each other, sitting right next to each other, back and forth. Instead of talking, they were texting.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, you know, my gosh, when they get older, these are the people that we're going to count on.
That's wild.
To do this stuff. And, you know, so I just, how about suppliers? Is it tough dealing with different suppliers now because of what
they're going
through? It's
much better than it was, but the one thing that we're getting now is a lot of emails with, you know, the price is going to be different than what they quoted us due to tariffs and things like that.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. Things are coming in at a different price than what we thought they were going to be when we ordered them in January or when we ordered them in July. So factoring that in, and it's, every company is different, whether they're going to pass it on to us or whether they're trying to handle it. And so it's just an ongoing fluctuation that we're dealing with. But so far, everyone that we've worked with has been really really good about it. And yeah, we're trying to keep our prices the same. So
yeah, I mean, you can only do so much, yeah, though. I mean, you can't give stuff away either, exactly, just because, yeah. And yeah, retail's got to be difficult today. Mm-hmm. And well, pretty much everything is, you know, we just talked about that. So I'm looking forward to a couple of different things coming down today to look at some of the new things and having some of those butter cookies with hot cocoa. And Black Friday, I mean, I don't work. So if I get a chance, I may stop down to the parking's a little bit easier now that, you know.
It's free again right now.
And it's free again, yeah. Yes. How does that work out with, it probably doesn't impact the businesses that much.
It does. Yeah. People are very confused about whether they're supposed to be paying or not and when they are. And for, we have customers who will call us and let us know they're coming and they want us to run things out to them because they don't want to come in and pay for parking. But we also have, if people are coming to our store, they're probably shopping and going around to other stores, but places like Uncommon Grounds or Putnam Market, where someone's just running in to get a sandwich, they don't want to pay to park and then have to pay for their coffee or pay for their sandwich. So the $2 to $4 that they might have spent parking is the $2 to $4 they're not going to spend then when they go into the shops like that.
Well, so I have a guy. Yeah, I go to Compton's for breakfast, mm-hmm, either after the show or, you know, Sunday mornings or whatever. And I had a friend come up one time from Boston Spa. And I was in the store. I never even thought about it. I was in Compton's and he came in and he goes, "Geez, I had to pay $4 to park." And of course, that's probably as much as a breakfast
at
there.
Compton's, yeah.
And I said, "Well, I wish you had let me know, you know, I would have come out. I invited you for breakfast. I would have paid for it, you know." So it really takes a lot to get used to. And I wondered about the impact on businesses, you know.
So a lot of businesses have felt it.
Yeah, that's too bad.
It is. So, but it is something that people do look forward to every year when it ends. And we definitely see people who are like, "Oh, I'm back downtown now because I don't have to pay for parking.
Pay for parking. So, that's right. Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty neat. Anything else that you want to bring up? We got about 4 minutes left.
Yeah, I would just encourage people to get downtown and shop and enjoy everything that we've got to offer. I know a lot of the stores are putting a lot of effort into their decorations and getting everything ready for the holidays, and we're all open year round, and there's always so much to do down there and to see, and a lot of the museums are still open and everything, so make a whole day of it.
Now, the address probably won't mean much unless you're coming from out of town, but Impressions is at 368 Broadway.
Yep.
And the Dark Horse is at 445 Broadway, but walk Broadway. I mean, it's not that long of a stretch, but, you know, and phone number for Impressions is 518-587-0666. And for the Dark Horse, it's 518-587-0689. And you can always get online. And www.impressionssaratoga.com. And you can get someone all the time. And it's just, they're just two great stores. I mean, this isn't paid advertising, but they're two of my favorite stores. And like I said, you know, if you buy something and you want it gift wrapped, they'll do it for free. And it's just a neat, extra special thing that they do. So, Maddie, you know, I'm hoping that your voice clears up.
I'm hoping.
And because you're going to be
yesterday.
You're going to be doing a lot of talking.
That's the problem. I don't ever rest it.
I know.
I never stop talking.
Well, that's I know. That, like when I'm at the track,
yes,
I constantly am hoarse for about 2 months after.
Yep.
Because you talk all the time.
And exactly.
You can't not talk, you know. Mm-hmm. And my wife never taught me sign language. She used to, her job as a speech therapist, but she never told me anything, but I appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime, you know that.
Thank you.
And You know, I just thank you and good luck with the holiday season. Yeah. And feel better.
We'll see you there for the butter cookies.
Okay, you will.
Thank you.
Okay.